That's nice. Clapping before you even started. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Okay, I'm going to do things a little bit different this morning. So I'm going to bring the Word of God. But then when we've finished, we're going to listen, we're going to praise. I've got a song that we've not sang before here. You might know it, but it's not one that we've sang here. And then I'm going to pray, and I'm going to give us some time to just sit and just contemplate what you've heard and to seek God about what you've heard this morning. Because I want this message to really hit home. I want you to walk out with it in your hearts this morning. So slightly different, but good. Okay. So recently, Sue took some of us through a study exploring the fruits of the Spirit. And you know, this morning I want to take a closer look at one in particular, and that's joy. Because when we have no joy in our lives, it's a soul destroyer. And joy is so important. You know, joy is one of the fruits that really speaks to me, because I think there's real joy in just living if you look for it. You know, too many people today, and this includes Christians, are looking at all the negativity in the world, and they're looking at their circumstances, and they're letting it influence them and the way they see the world. And then it weighs them down, doesn't it? But you know, God wants so much more for us. He wants us to be filled with joy despite our circumstances. So we're going to take a look at the different types of joy, where joy comes from, and why it's so important that we have it in our lives. Now, most of you here will know I'm a glass half full kind of gal. I always have been. I always try and have a look, a positive outlook on life. And I always look for the good in every situation. You know, there's that old saying, isn't there? Every cloud has a silver lining. I try not to moan and groan. And I want to be the type of person that people just like to be around. And, you know, we all know what it's like to be around people that are always complaining about something. They drain you, don't they? I don't want to be that kind of person. You know, some of my joy is in my personality. It's in my makeup. It's who I am. I have a naturally sunny disposition. But you know, a lot of my positivity and joy for life comes from my faith and the influence of the Holy Spirit. He spent many years shaping the Lisa you all know now. Having said all that, I'm not perfect. And there are times when I find it hard to be sunny and positive. And I'll share an example of that later. But overall, I like to be happy, to feel joy, to seek it out. My natural disposition is to look for good in my circumstances, to seek out the positive, which in turn, I know, will bring me joy. But we need to understand this kind of joy is what we would call earthly joy. It's based on our circumstances, the good things in life, like, you know, like a birth of a child, receiving a promotion or a pay rise at work, doing a favourite hobby, listening to music, or celebrating a birthday or Christmas. The joy we experience then is connected to our environment and our experiences. This joy can and is experienced by all humans. It's not dependent on our faith, but it is fleeting. It can soon pass and is very much dependent on external factors. What I want to take a closer look at this morning is the joy we receive from God, heavenly joy. But before we do that, let's just remind ourselves of the scripture which tells us about the fruits of the Spirit. So in Galatians 5, verse 22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness." So joy is right in there in the middle. Heavenly joy is a deeper inner joy that is a gift from God through the Holy Spirit and is there even through the difficult times in life. It isn't dependent on our circumstances or other people. The joy we receive from God through the Holy Spirit will bring us a much needed source of strength and hope. And you know, it's a really good sign of a healthy spiritual life. Joy, actually, is one of the most prominent themes in the Bible. From the start, God always wanted to bring joy and peace to mankind. And there's so many stories of joy in the Bible, all usually in response to God's blessings and celebrations of his promises. I'm going to share some examples now and quite a few scriptures. I've kept Jed busy this morning. So in the Old Testament, Moses and the Israelites rejoiced and sang songs of joy when they escaped from the Egyptians and made their way into the Promised Land. Exodus 15, verses 1 to 20, is a record of the songs that they actually sang to God. I'm not going to read it out this morning, it's too long, but look it up, it'll do you good. And in the New Testament, Jesus brings joy to those who follow him. So in John 15, verse 11, Jesus says, "I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." Both Jesus and the Apostle Paul urge us to be joyful even in difficult circumstances. So in John 16:33, Jesus says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Philippians 4, verses 11 to 13, Paul says, "I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength." We shouldn't be looking at our circumstances, but upwards to God and all his promises. There's a bigger thing at play here. It's not just about this life. Throughout the Bible, we are taught that deep joy comes from God, and that is something that we should celebrate and share with others. Let's look at some more Bible verses together. Romans 15, verse 13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit may abound in you." Philippians 4, verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always, I say rejoice." John 16, verse 24. "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Proverbs 17, verse 22. "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." How true. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 7. A good one for me, this. "Go, eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for God has already approved what you do." Proverbs 10, verse 28. "The prospects of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing." And 1 Peter 1, verses 8 to 9. "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls." And then Nehemiah 8, verse 10. "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength." So what can we learn from these? Firstly, to receive from God, our eyes must be fixed on him. If we're seeking him in all our circumstances, good or bad, if we're focused on God's promises, and if we're truly believing them, then joy can only come from that. To know we are so loved, to know that God has got our backs, that he's got a plan and a purpose for me and for you, despite what our circumstances might look like, must surely bring us joy and strength and peace. You know, the problem comes when we stop looking to God and we start focusing on our own situations and try to solve them ourselves. I'm going to share an example of how I succumbed to this. You know, we all remember COVID, don't we? Dare I say the word COVID? It was a tough time, wasn't it? And you know, at times, I was so joyous. I was so focused on God. I was praying, I was worshiping, studying the word. And despite everything, I was at complete peace. I was counting my blessings. I was enjoying the quality time with Ray and the boys at home. It was great. But you know, there were times when I also experienced great periods of sorrow and anxiety. And you know, almost always it was when I'd spent the day watching the news, listening to all the horrific headlines telling me of the heartbreaking stories of families devastated by the death of loved ones. You know, I think we all lost somebody during COVID, didn't we? We lost members of our church family. The countries that were struggling to bury their dead. When I sat and watched that, I was filled with just overwhelming grief and anxiety and emotional pain, and it made me feel miserable. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to grieve or have empathy, but in this example, I'd switched my focus from God onto the circumstances, and I'd allowed myself to forget God's promises. We've been singing about God's promises this morning. I forgot that he ultimately is in charge. I forgot that God knew all about the pandemic. This was no surprise to him. And you know, it was soul destroying for me. No one wants to feel like that. And that's why the Bible teaches us not to look at our circumstances, but to look to God for all things. As soon as I switched my focus back to Jesus and God's promises, as soon as I reminded myself of who God is and started to worship and draw close to him again, my heart was soothed and my inner joy was restored. And you know, I got that peace, you know, that peace that we can't explain, that only comes from the Holy Spirit. Given our circumstances, I had peace. God gave me a hope that COVID would pass and that better things were to come. What else can we learn from the scriptures? Well, you need to look for your blessings and celebrate them. No matter what your circumstances look like, enjoy life. Don't feel guilty about looking for pleasures in the simple things of life, like eating and drinking, enjoying fellowship with others. Be blessed that you've got food and drink and a home and a bed at night. Be blessed you've got a job and a wage. Be blessed you've got friends and family. Take a walk in nature. Enjoy the new flowers that are sprouting up all over the place and the birds that are singing as they nest. Watch a sunset or a sunrise and just enjoy it. Find joy in everything. We all experience blessings every day. Look for them and celebrate them. Don't look at what you haven't got. That's so easy to fall in that trap. Don't look at what other people have got and compare yourself. Look at what you have got and praise God for it. Comparing your life with others, focusing on all you haven't got but wish you had, takes you down another road of misery. I promise you, because I've been there. So don't do it. There's no joy down that road. What else can we learn from those verses? Well, a biggie for me is that our joy should be evident to others, even in tough times. It should speak of our trust and faith in God. We should be a walking testimony to all those around us. You know, when we say live it here at Carmel, that's what we mean. Is your faith, is your daily walk speaking to others? Is it shouting out, this person belongs to Jesus? A good question to ask. There is one sure thing in this life that we live in, and that is tribulation or tough times will come our way, guaranteed. None of us are immune, but when they do come, how we respond is vital. That's what's really important. It's vital for our spiritual, emotional, and physical health. If we can run to God, if we remind ourselves of his promises, if we seek guidance of the Holy Spirit, then there should be nothing that we can't face. And God will fill us with his joy that in turn will give us strength to endure and a peace and hope to know no matter what, God has got us and this will pass. Isaiah 41 verse 10 is one of my foundational Bible verses, and you know, over the years it stood me in really good stead. And it says this, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will also help you. I will also hold you up with my righteous right hand." I just picture myself sat right in the middle of God's hand, and he's got me there, safe and sound. I love it. You know, it's also just as important to celebrate this in the good times, to count your blessings in the good times, and to praise God in the good times. It's not just for when we're going through difficult times. To enjoy the life that God has given us. In the good and the bad times, we should walk tall and we should shine so others can say, look at them. I want what they have. Jesus. Yeah? I want to give us an opportunity now to just spend some quality time with God. I want to ask him to fill you with his inner joy. When you sat quietly, I want you to ask him to show you where your focus has been. What promises have you forgotten? We're going to sing a song, and I'm hoping. Cross my fingers. See? Culture's still in you, isn't it? We're fighting it all the time. I'm hoping it'll work. We've had a few tech problems, but we'll see. And it's a song by the Reading Collective. And it's new to us, but it's easy to pick up. And it's all about the joy of the Lord. And then when we've sang it, I'm going to pray. And then we're just going to sit for a short while. And you can speak with God and ask him to reveal to you what you need to hear. You know, there was a time similar to this not so long ago. And I was well into a journey of grief and felt really sad, which felt very alien to me. But I sat in this time and I just spoke to God from my heart. And you know, he gave me this verse and it said this, rest in me, I am forever. It's not out of the Bible, this is just what God spoke to me. Dwell in me, I am where you need to be. My love heals, I will heal your pain. I am your joy. I will restore your joy. I am all you need. Trust and let me be. And I hope this morning that when we sit quietly, God will give you something that speaks right directly to your heart. Let's stand together as we sing this song. Bear with us.